Lord Bateman was a noble lord, a noble lord of some high degree. He set his foot on board of ship, some foreign country he would go see. He sailed east and he sailed west, until he came to proud Turkey. There he was taken and put in prison, till of his life he grew quite weary. Now in this prison there grew a tree. It grew so stout and it grew so strong. There he was chained all by the middle, until his life it was almost gone. This jailer had but one only daughter, the fairest creature my two eyes did see. She stole the keys to her father's prison, and vowed Lord Bateman she would set free. Have you got houses? Have you got lands, and does Northumberland belong to thee? What would you give to that fair young lady that out of prison would set you free? Oh, I've got houses and I've got lands, and half Northumberland belongs to me. I'd give it all to that fair young lady that out of prison would set me free. She took him to her marble parlour, with sugar cake and the best of wine, and every health that she drank unto him, I wish, Lord Bateman, your heart was mine. For 7 long years I will make a vow, for 7 long years I will keep it strong. If you do not wed to no other woman, then I will wed to no other man. She took him to her father's harbour, and gave to him a ship of fame. Adieu to you, Lord Bateman, I fear I never will see you again. Went 7 long years and 14 days, went 7 long years, well nigh were gone. She dressed herself in her silken clothes, o'er the raging main to find Lord Bateman. She floated low and she floated high, till turf and stone she has chanced to spy. Then she went cracking of her fair white fingers, as for Lord Bateman she did inquire. Oh, isn't this Lord Bateman's palace, and is that noble lord within? Oh yes, cried the brisk young porter, he has just taken his new bride in. Then tell him to send me a slice of bread, and a bottle of the best of a wine, and not to forget that fair young lady that did release him when close confined. What news, what news, oh my brisk young porter? What news have you brought to me? There is a lady inquiring for you, the fairest creature my eyes did see. She tells you to send her a slice of bread, and a bottle of the best of a wine, and not to forget that fair young lady who did release you when close confined. Lord Bateman flew into a passion, he broke the table in splinters three. I'll lay my life here for that's young Sophie, so now my new wed wife, farewell to thee. I own I maimed a bride of thee, but you're none the better nor the worse by me. You came to me on a horse and saddle, you shall go back in a coach and three. He then prepared such another wedding, and both their hearts they was full of glee. I'll sail no more to a foreign country, now that my Sophie has crossed the sea.